You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Big news. I have Juju Gotti under my umbrella for Cameo. This is very exciting. He reached out to me, and I have Juju Gotti under my umbrella now. I think Juju's going to kill it on Cameo. I'm about to claim Billy as well. I don't know where we left this. I have no idea. But Billy wants on Cameo. I have over $15,000 in requests I need to get to. I will get to them today and tomorrow.
Jesus. Billy, it's actually not that much. Aren't you charging $100?
Well, so here's the deal with Addison, and I'm trying to tell this to your dad, okay? Addison, it's like golf, Chris. If you choose to play with a caddy, he knows the golf course. He knows the terrain. You either trust your caddy or you don't. Addison, in fact, now we'll call him Caddison, okay? Caddison, he's our caddy. He's the guy who takes us through Cameo when he sets the price. He lowers the price. He ups the price. He does what he wants. I just trust Caddison to do whatever the hell he wants.
Stugatz, am I getting this wrong? Are you screaming at us right now? Like, are you extra loud, or are you just Stugatz? Like, are you just fired up?
I'm very excited.
You're very passionate about what's happening now? Okay, continue. I'm sorry. It just seemed like you were screaming at
us. Well, I want Billy to enjoy what it is we're all enjoying, the love on Cameo. I'd also like someone to make money off of Billy.
Does Billy ever enjoy what the rest of us are enjoying? It's the whole role he's been sucked into. it's his greatest suffering around here. Then he's like, all right, I'll pick it up. I'll take the other side on this one.
I'm just not the Cameo. Like, look, I love our fans. I'm just not good at it. I'm going to be awkward and uncomfortable and like stick. Let me tell you a quick story. And this actually is a quick story. I was asked to do, like, for the graduating class of my high school, just like a quick congratulations video, like less than a minute. No lie, less than a minute. Right. I sat
That's
on my
impossible.
Couch and recorded
impossible
it
for you. Impossible.
15 times. Not because it's too long.
I need those. We need to release
short.
Those.
I was like, congrats. Like,
do you have that? Do you still have that? Does he still have that? Is that video available to us?
Let me see. let me see if I can track it down. But it was so bad and I did so many different takes and I'm like, no, like, and then at the end of all that, I'm like, none of these people even know who I am. Why am I recording a video for them? This means absolutely nothing to these 18-year-olds. They don't know who I am. Why did you ask me to do this? I was there for an hour trying to record a one-minute video just saying like, hey, good luck. Sorry, this year wasn't that good. You know, hopefully next year in college, things will get better. And like, what do I tell an 18-year-old about a pandemic? I've never been through this. I'm going through it just like they are. So you can imagine how hard Cameo is going to be for me when it's like, hey, tell my person happy, you know, 20th, I don't know, whatever it is. What have they requested of you guys so far? Because, dude, that's $15,000. You haven't recorded one video yet, I don't think. There's no way you're going to be able to keep up with the demand.
I'll be able to keep up with the demand. Like, here's one of the first ones I got.
Hold on. Should we just do some of these now? Those people would appreciate that we're here with you. Do you want to bang out a few of these? Can you do it quickly enough? Do your first one here with us live on air?
I'd like to pick out a few because, unlike Greg, I'm actually going to put some effort into this. Like, one guy wants me to give a hot take on the Braves, NC State, or the Carolina Panthers. So I was going to go home and try to do it like in a Braves shirt or a Braves jersey.
Like maximum effort.
Yeah, like maximum effort. These people are paying a lot of money to have me deliver them a message.
But okay, everyone's skeptical now. Chris, you're not believing this at all.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah, no. Buy Braves clothes? Get out of here. No, you're not.
No, if I have a Braves jersey, I'd like to, or Braves cap or something Atlanta Braves related, I'd like to do it in a Braves jersey for him.
All right, can I get back to what we were talking about? Just because I want the audience to understand what we're going through right now and how funny it's going to be to watch all of this because we are totally untethered right now. We're almost talking directly to you because you're just getting us from a variety of different places, none of which actually own us. So we're headed into a negotiating period, and the first order of business is everyone fighting over the Cameo money already. Like, it's the first thing that has arrived with Freedom, and it's not surprising to me at all. But what Stugatz is saying here, you guys were immediately skeptical about how much effort Stugatz is going to put into this. You guys made faces as soon as he went down the path of all the effort he was going to put into this. And as we head down the path of just brazenly grabbing money from our fans, because this is a really strong community, and everything we've ever asked them to do, they end up doing. I would like to do this with grace and in our show style. I would like these people to get a little piece of the radio show, like just you're getting a little private show. That's what I would like for them to get for their money, because we're just sitting here and it's literally taking your money. So I would like give them a little bit of a show in those cameos, so they're earning, so you're earning the $40 because it actually feels personalized.
I plan on absolutely trying to deliver them some sort of show. I'm being serious here. I am taking this very, very seriously because I think it's important for us to do for our listeners. And I see a real revenue stream here for us, guys. I really do.
It's not altruism. It's Stugat sees money here and sees being able to that directly cash in on. No, I appreciate the honesty.
Yes.
Because this is why. The reason I appreciate the honesty. Look, what we do with Stugat is a character and isn't. And let's speak most freely here now that we know that we're speaking to the people who just ride with us, okay? The construct of this entire show as a comedy troupe that's been disguised for 8 years at ESPN is if we're a sports show. And so we leave the machine, and now you see what's left behind us. It's the pieces of the machine that absolutely don't do it this way. The Stugatz thing has been a construct, but it is only him turned up to 10. The real Stugatz is at about a 9. But there is some really nice stuff around the money with him. And so I'm going to present to you something that Stugatz said to me before we got here, It was heartfelt. No, but it was nice, Stugatz. But I also didn't know whether or not to believe you because...
Did someone just toast a glass?
Well, there's liquor in here for some reason. Can we finally do the drunk show
Merry
now?
Christmas, Dan. That's from me. Merry Christmas.
Can we finally do the drunk show
Absolutely.
Now?
Absolutely.
There are no rules, right?
No, you can get Stugatz drunk.
Wait a minute. What did you...
I'm not getting drunk.
He's got a speech today, though.
I think I might want to get drunk. I think those would be great cameos from drunk Stugatz.
I have no issue doing the show drunk. I have no issue doing drunk cameos. I have a keynote speech I need to give today at 11:45. So,
all right, what kind of tequila is this, Chris? Did you bring it in? Does it have the Rona on us? How did this get here?
I brought it in yesterday. Yeah, I had to pick up my laptop, so I made a little drop off. Santa made a delivery.
Okay,
it's an expensive tequila. I don't know if you're tough to shop for, man. I was just like, give me your top shelf. Give me the most expensive tequila you got.
I have not had Quincoro. Tequilas.
I love you acting like you don't know what tequila is or what you know what brand it is.
Oh, I don't know what this is, but I'm going to now have it for breakfast.
You bathed in it.
So this is good here. So I want you guys to give me a real verdict. Yes, Billy.
Can we just rewind for a second? We're talking about how much Stugatz cares and how much he's trying on Cameo while having recorded zero messages so far, while everyone else has recorded messages. And his excuse is, I wanted to see if I have a Braves jersey at home.
Well, I'm taking my time. Chris, by the way, thank you for my holiday gift. I appreciate it.
I have one for you. I texted you about it. It's a golf-related. We're golfing soon.
Stugatz,
paying for you to play at my golf course for the holidays? Wow. Merry Christmas to me. I mean, how about that?
Stugatz, the number of times I've heard you accuse somebody of doing something like not returning a call and then them coming to you and saying, but I called you. You didn't call me back. And then you just sort of walk away laughing like that.
It's
like,
usually my fault.
Okay. So this is what I want to put in front of you guys. I want a verdict here. For some reason, this has become a law hour. Help me understand whether or not Stugatz is sincere. Because I was moved by Stugatz saying, you know what I'd want to do? Because some of the people who have written in such kind things about how we brought them through a dark time or they were hurting. And Stugatz said in a way that moved me, he's like, you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to find a listener here and there, a Steve in Nebraska. I'd like to find one and then just who wrote us like a nice letter about how he was down on his luck and just send them the Cameo money. And I'm like, well, you can do that quietly. You could do that without publicizing it because I don't totally believe that there would be a Steve in Nebraska. And the fraud runs on both ends. Maybe Steve from Nebraska starts faking it because he just wants Stugatz's money, or maybe Stugatz concocts a Steve from Nebraska so that he could take his money and raise Cameo money. So what's the verdict?
More likely it'd be a Steve in the Cayman Islands.
So which one do you guys believe? Because when I came in here, like, you guys know that Stugatz can actually be very generous, but you also know that he can be very greedy. So which is it?
Can it be both that I believe 100% Stugatz meant that when he said it, but also I 1,000% believe he's not going to do that? Can both those things be true?
Yeah, I believe a thought went through his head, but it was like, wouldn't it be nice if Roy's cameo money went to Steve in Nebraska? That'd be a nice thing for Steve.
Right. I can tell you what else I'm dealing with here is, you know, how do we vet our listeners? How do we know if they really need the money? Like, if someone promoted that to me and I was a listener of a radio show, I would start cranking up the lies just to get that money, you know?
It loses its nice gesture when Stugatz is asking Steve in Nebraska for his father's death certificate.
Asking for it, yeah. And also saying, and I've got 75,000 and credit cards now. Like, you have to really worry about Stugatz in general, but we could do a nice thing here. We really can. And what this part of the journey is with you, and I think you can hear the happiness in all of our voices. Like, Stugatz, I haven't seen you this motivated and radiant in a really long time about doing this job. You are fired up. It's like seeing the young you, the young, ambitious, hungry you. Like, you've been taking a cliched beating from me as the court jester for 8 years, just coming in here every day.
I'm not going to stop.
But this is the payoff. This is the payoff, right? This is freedom. This is us with our fans. And this is literally and symbolically cashing in on Cameo. Like, you've been touched, flattered that what ESPN helped us build. And
yes.
Wait, people need to understand, like, the backstory on this. What Stugatz built. All of this is here because many years ago, through fraud and contamination, Stugatz was running a radio station. I was thinking about this the other day. Stugatz, do you realize, looking back, on the same damn day that Boog leaves for the Cubs job,
yep,
do you realize the talent of that station you put together? Like, what a dream lineup you created 20 years ago to make this thing that, you know, sends Sedano and Izzy rocketing over here and rocketing over there. Now Boog's got the damn Cubs job. And here's the best part about it, Stugatz, is we're getting all the applause here, and it's felt like our eulogy, and people are really embracing us, and we've never been this popular.
Mm-hmm.
Boog Sciambi, our beloved Boog Sciambi, who cares about doing that thing so much and is probably the best in the country at it because he sculpts and knows baseball like he could be running a team. And so yesterday he's getting calls, never mind applause in that city of Chicago, just for being the broadcaster in a discerning city, replacing a guy who's been there for 16 years, Len Casper, who was here before that. And for Boog Sciambi to get that job, to universal applause, to consensus, he deserves to be there. He is going to be valued with the Chicago Cubs. How cool is that? That's what we're in the middle of right now. And how cool is it that you're the one who put those people together 20 years ago, building this thing that's rocket shipping now? None of us, we couldn't have imagined. Look at where we are, Stugatz. Like, what was the dream? Was what?
The dream was a local radio show. I mean, the dream was, to be honest with you, when you and I were doing afternoon drive in Miami and it started to have success, that was the dream. You know, the fact that it went all the way to ESPN and now where we're sitting today and what's in front of us today is truly a blessing to me. And yeah, I feel a great amount of pride in where everyone in that lineup has landed. Boog with the Chicago Cubs, I would say probably one of the three best play-by-play jobs in Major League Baseball, if not the best.
There is no one better. There is no one better. I'm telling you, there is simply, and I know I'm biased, and I know we've been friends for 30 years. There is simply no one better at what Boog Sciambi does than Boog Sciambi. The sculpting of a craft and the telling of a story, and in the honor of Vin Scully, you know, a guy who's got the skill to make it sound like still old-timey poetry while telling you reported stuff, and on top of that, just so solid as a broadcaster in terms of his knowledge of what he's watching and then being able to spin it. It's Tim Kirkchen and Boog Sciambi for me in terms of the two people I know. And I don't know, we can't call Tim Kirkchen.
We can't do
it. We can't call Boog either. I would love to call.
Well, no, Boog's with the Cubs, not with ESPN.
No, but I think he's, I don't know whether he's, look, this is going to all be complicated in coming weeks as I don't know whether how many of these ESPN people we're going to be able or allowed to have on with us. Our friends, right? Our family. These people have become, like, it's going to be weird. This whole part of it's going to be weird that we don't know if we can just pick up a phone and call Mina and have her just show up here like she used to.
It is going to be weird, but just back to 790 the ticket for a second, to have Boog arrive where he's arrived, to have Sedano out in L.A. doing some of the things he's doing NBA stuff, to have us arrive where we have arrived. And I'm telling you right now, the person I am proudest of, and no one has accomplished more, Joe Rose, to have an entire radio station named after him, 560 The Joe.
You are the worst. All right, you turned something that was nice. Okay, so follow this story with us. For those of you, and there are so many of them, Stugatz, who have been with us like all 20 years. There are a whole lot of people who think they get the show, but all they get is the show for the last 8 years, which was different from what the show was before that. Like I went in kicking and screaming. I'm not going to be changed by the corporate machine. This thing isn't going to change. And, you know, by the end, Stugatz is doing 25 minutes of commercial reads. And I can't, it's a pandemic, and I just can't fight everything off. Like, 25 minutes of it, that had to be noticed, right? Like, you noticed the difference right now in 2 days of us just talking to you without interruption, and the idea that every 5 minutes we were stopping to tell you, you know, like you can notice the difference in how relaxed we are doing this. Can you not?
Yes. I mean, I hope people notice, and we all notice, that we've gone from 25 minutes of commercials to zero.
And now we're talking too much. Like, these segments are way too long, and we're going to have to shorten that up. But the part of the journey that I'm excited about, and it is really cool because you've seen me blubbering on television and around here the last few days about this wonderful thing that you have helped us build that we cannot believe where we've arrived with the freedom and our stuff to continue entertaining you here in this space for free, because we just know somebody's going to come in and be like, oh, yeah, they're going to fight over wanting this thing because of the power of what you guys do underneath it, making sure that it gets supported. You really have like rocket shipped us into a really cool future where I've got to figure out, are we going to just start drinking on air? I've got tequila here now. Is the bar staff, Mike? Like, this is a kind of the hotel is kind of.
I mean, you don't need a bar staff. Just chug it out of the bottle.
Well, I'd rather sip it. I would rather sip and tell people what, Mike. I can just do this now. I can have some morning.
You want me to get a bar staff person to pour you a drink?
Well, I don't have a shot glass or anything. It's all I'm like
here.
Okay,
plastic cup right here. Okay. Are you really going to start drinking right now?
Yes. I mean, is there anything? Incredible. Is there anything to keep me from drinking? Now I am a shock jock. That's what's happening on our second day of radio. I'm shock jocking it. Or should Stugatz get drunk?
I'm not getting drunk. I have a big speech to deliver today, and I also have a lot of cameos to catch up on. I will tell Chris Cody this. The Dolphins have Chan Gailey has resigned as Dolphins offensive coordinator.
Wow.
Now, the news for many is that Chan Gailey was the Dolphins offensive coordinator, but I am telling you, he has just resigned. So how about that? Some local news here. Miami Dolphins, Chan Gailey out.
A lot of Dolphin fans are happy, Stugatz, with that, because there was a fake Adam Schefter that fooled even ESPN. ESPN had to put out an apology because the fake Adam Schefter had everyone convinced Chan Gailey was let go, parting ways with the Miami Dolphins. Dolphin fans celebrated, and then were all bummed to find out that Chan Gailey was actually not let go and still on staff. That was a plan, but now Chan Gailey, 24 hours after the announcement of him being on the staff, has decided to no longer be on the staff himself.
And so fake Schefter scooped real Schefter.
Yeah. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the most boring roller coaster in the history of roller coasters. That story right there, the last couple days.
Billy, what's going on here with Addison? Cadison, as I like to call him. He's our caddy. He is the guy that takes us through Cameo, the rough terrain that is Cameo. What has happened here? You have multiple introductions? Or
well, now the race is on. Before, I couldn't get any FaceTime, a meeting with this Addison, and now multiple people are like, hey, Addison, this is Billy. Nice to just want to introduce you, bring him on board under me.
Well, I love how Royce swooped in there to try to get the $5 off of Billy Gill.
Well, Billy said he wanted Roy to have his.
Are we really doing this? This is already how it's going to start. Okay, let me explain to the audience what's happening around here. Of course, Stugatz was first to the money, And Greg Cody was a first responder as well. And Chris Cody hasn't. Chris, you haven't done anything yet, have you? You've just.
Oh, I've done some cameos.
Oh, you have? Okay.
I'm killing it too. That no one can fake positive energy like me.
Okay. Well, you need to have an inside joke with the audience, because this really does have to be what this thing becomes. Where you.
No,
guys...
honestly, I think I'm doing what they want. I'm giving them. It's honestly fun because it's like improv. They give you three bullet points and then it's like go be. Funny,
yeah, be
interesting.
You, be your character, yes. Be so your character.
I'm taking yes. a couple cracks at it. Like, I'm actually enjoying it. It's exhausting. Stugatz thinks he's going to bust 100 out in like an hour. I spent like a couple hours on it yesterday and I did like 23. Like, I'm telling you, Stugatz, if you're putting the effort that you claim, it's not that easy.
I'm a machine, Chris. You should know that by now.
I think,
okay?
though, Chris, this is what I think is funny about what's going to be the Stugatz experience, and it's where and how he wins at every turn. It's because he's just going to – he has a furnace blast. Like, he is a rocket ship of takes. He could so fake that, just get into character and just be like, buddy, and throw a couple of, you know, just – he knows the character so well that Stugatz will rip through these.
Yeah, I think he will, actually. One of my crutches is saying whatever their name is like four different ways. Like, I had a Brandon. I'm like, Brandon, Brandino, Brandote.
The big Brandino.
You can kill like 10 seconds just saying their name.
But if Stugatz gets it wrong, it's all so cool. Like, this is the beauty of the character we are now cashing in on.
Some of the requests I have gotten is, please say his name wrong.
I love it.
There's no wrong. This is it. Stugatz is going to be, Abby's not going to be able to wrangle him into bed, because this is the guy he's always wanted to be. Wait a minute. They're going to think I'm maximum trying just because I put the camera in my face and I just be this stupid character we've created.
You see why I'm going to be so bad at this, though? Like, you think I can call someone Brandino, Brando? Like, this is just,
B-Man!
No, but Billy.
The B-Man!
Billy,
you got to point that up, Chris.
No, Billy, your character, what do you mean you can't do this? Your character, Billy, your character is simply to be insecure. Like, it's to be awkward.
I don't even like taking pictures with people. Imagine me holding a camera selfie at myself.
Billy,
like,
Billy,
I can't
no.
do this.
Billy,
I'm going to order I need to tell Addison,
no,
this
Billy,
is off.
Billy,
this is off, Addison.
No, you don't understand.
You're close to the sun.
Billy, how do you not get the show? The audience wants you to be insecure and give you, you know, give them your vulnerability. That's in character. Scared, awkward. Billy, I think you're going to be like I think you're being more popular than Greg Cody's going to be on there. I think you will be more popular if you just stay in this terrified, neurotic character, because what do you make of the Guillermo Mafia? What do you think is happening there? Because that's what, do you know how many fans you have, Billy?
It's nice. I don't get it, but thank you. Thank you, everybody. But I'm going to listen to me. I will disappoint you in this video. I'm telling you right now, if you send me a video, I'll send it back. It'll probably be the 18th time I tried to do that video. These will probably take me longer than it takes everyone else, because I'm going to just be like, that doesn't make sense. This person's not going to like this. I'll send it to you. Just, you know, be patient. And it's going to be underwhelming. Right. The video will probably be underwhelming.
Billy, I will help you out any way you need. But you're falling under Roy's umbrella. And so I'm a little disappointed there, but that's fine. I want Roy to earn the money there, but I will help you out any way you need. Okay. I'm going to rip through some this afternoon. I wanted to talk to you guys about Tua, because I find it interesting how much the Dolphins, what great length the Dolphins are going to coddle Tua. I don't get it. First off, it is very, very obvious that the head coach does not trust his rookie quarterback. I don't think he trusts him at all. He never lets him throw the ball downfield. And then you have the head coach and the GM feeling the need to give some reassurance to Tua headed into the offseason that he's going to be the starter next year. And I didn't like that. First off, why do you feel the need to do that? And secondly, why would you guarantee he's going to be the starter next year? What if someone falls in your lap? What if Trevor Lawrence is there at 3? You're not going to take him? You're going to pass up on Trevor Lawrence? Like, I don't like that the Dolphins have to go to such great lengths to make Tua feel good about Tua. Chris, do you agree?
I mean, you can't have two, like, what are you just going to draft a quarterback every year? Like, yep. Tua wasn't that bad this year. He had no help this year. Like, I know we've had this argument over and over again about, like, how much of Tua's lack of success was him not being the guy or his lack of support. And I'm with the Dolphins. Like, are you just going to draft a quarterback every year, Stugatz?
Well, no, listen, I've said this before. I would draft a quarterback every year, especially the way the rookie contracts are structured now as opposed to years past. I'm just saying the way they have to, like, kind of buoy him up and remind him, hey, you're our future. You're the quarterback. You're the guy.
I have to stop you, though.
Why?
I have to stop you because...
But why does he need to hear that?
Well, they're not coddling him. You said they're going to great lengths to coddle and protect this quarterback. And from afar, I've been sort of, wow, that's an interesting way to treat a young quarterback. Point. If you're worried about quarterback confidence and whatnot, Brian Flores has totally carved out a whole new unique path to handle a rookie quarterback that isn't exactly delivering for you on what you thought his ceiling was. In fact, it took two whole days for that organization to say something publicly after they had already clinched the number three overall pick, a pick that would net you a top prospect at that position, for Chris Greer to come out and say Tua is our quarterback. You know what that buys you? It buys you something with Tua, and the NFL and all the other executives that are going to come sniffing around that pick understand that you could still very well take a quarterback with that pick. They have to do that because you don't want to lose the quarterback publicly and lose your leverage for that pick either.
They're lying to him. That's what you do. You lie to the quarterback. You're like, no, you're a guy, you're a guy, you're a guy. And then boom, you take Trevor Lawrence. Boom, take Justin Fields. That's what you do. You lie to everybody so they don't know what you're doing. We're secretly behind the scenes. You're pulling the puppet strings and you're figuring out how can we get a new quarterback because this guy is a bust.
I saw some mock draft that had them taking some BYU quarterback over Justin Fields. And right. I was like, oh,
but he's
no.
good.
But why would you have to announce the guy you took fifth in the NFL draft is going to be your quarterback? It should go without saying he's going to be the quarterback next year.
You know, wait, hold on. Forgive my ignorance here. The Heisman was decided last night, correct?
Yep. Devonta Smith, yeah.
That was weird. That was weird.
He was on ESPN's cab.
On a Tuesday, yeah.
Do you realize that my father voted on the Heisman again? That is, I wonder if he will get to keep his Heisman vote.
Who did he vote for?
I did not ask him. Do you want to call him? Do you want to get him on the Zoom? Do you want to put him on the Zoom?
Isn't there like a whole code that people don't like to reveal their Heisman ballots?
No, after. You're allowed to after. Afterwards. You're not. There are all sorts of very
strict
rules
beforehand. Poppy subscribing to some sort of code.
Do you want to call my dad now on the Zoom? Because I've got a couple of questions. I'm thinking, first, I want to clean some things up here. Tequila. Should I be doing this? Yes or no? Am I gonna drink during the morning of the show to be a shock jock? Should I do that? Yes or no? Stugatz is still saying he has a speech for some reason. I want to talk to him about what that speech is because the rules are so weird right now with ESPN that Stugatz is now scared, Mike. He doesn't know if he can actually even give this speech, if he's allowed to interact with an ESPN person.
I am. There's a thing every year called LaxCon. Funny, I'd be the keynote speech speaker at something with the word con in it, but there is a thing called LaxCon where I am supposed to today. They're recording a Zoom conversation with me and Matthew Hasselbeck. Now, I am not certain I'm even allowed to do that.
That's not content, right?
Well, it's content for them, yes.
It's a convention, but people are paying. It's a paid appearance. People do paid appearances with rival network people all the time.
I'm not being paid for this.
You're not?
No.
Then why are you doing it?
Because they asked me to do it. I'm trying to help.
It's surprising that you're just doing something to be kind.
Well, I'm trying to help grow the sport. It's a sport that I care very much about. My daughter's playing in college. So I'm trying to help grow it.
There's got
to
be a personal benefit.
I'm telling you, there's no angle. No angle whatsoever.
Hey, hold on. Let me talk.
It just dawned on me, in fact, now that I'm thinking about it, that perhaps I should be paid for this. And now I'm going to text the guy. We have a whole separate set of issues here now.
Okay, hold on.
All right.
I need to.
Hasselback's getting paid. I'm getting paid. I'm getting paid more.
All right, hold on. Let's just slow down for a second because I've now got this tequila and a toast to Stugatz because we have really arrived when all of this is happening.
Adjust your camera because we'll put this out on social to prove that you're like real.
Okay.
You're a real dangerous
person. Camera did just catch him like pouring it. So.
Okay, on Zoom. Yes, I'm going to drink. I'm going to be a morning shock jock. Miami Beach, we're a party city and. We are now allowed to have a hell of a lot more fun than we've been having, and we've been the most fun show in sports for a long time.
Man, do you have a new nap in your future?
Oh, I think I start right now? I don't think I know.
I think unless you continue to drink the entire day, like if you stop drinking, within 20 minutes if you stop drinking, once you start day drinking, headache and you're in bed.
All right.
I mean, don't start.
I don't think so, actually. I think I want to do this show like exposed. I want to see if I can get my father in here to talk to him because I want to use my father in the next incarnation of this show. You know, one of the things that made me blubber on Highly Questionable the other day is that it's been the greatest professional blessing in my life to have my father at literally at my side. I mean, you guys know the story, right, of all of this shit that's crazy. Second language, middle of the lineup for the worldwide leader in sports. Doesn't know much of anything about sports, but America grows to love him because he's a little bit of a sports sitcom dad. I want, at the end here, right, a lot of stuff will happen that I'll be able to be more honest about in coming weeks.
Mm-hmm.
About, you know, like why I had to run away, you know, on my honeymoon for 6 weeks to go take care of my family because my father, you know, just things, it's late in life. And then he disappears from the TV show.
Right.
And I had to take care of my dad in the middle of this. And then you guys kept the whole show up, you know, you didn't even know if I was going to come back. You thought I might be gone forever right there.
Yeah,
right?
I didn't ask for any of that.
Yes, you did not. And so I'd like to talk to my dad and bring him back as a character because he's gotten a little bit older and he's a little frailer. You've probably seen on television that it's, that at the very end there, you know, on a Zoom call in a pandemic, he can't come around here. He's not as robust a version of himself.
I miss him.
I do too, Stugatz. This has been brutal, man. The last 12 months in this country have been, no matter, and this is a funny, we're always having the argument, like, it makes it easier to have money. Sure, money doesn't buy you happiness, but it helps with the down payment, and a lack of money will make you unhappy. But in the next incarnation of this, I want it to be a giving thing, like a thing that, you know, literally gives back on Cameo. And like the Moss events, I don't know how many people know the history of this, but that was just to get our crew more money. Like these are invented businesses. Stugatz has given his likeness. He signed his likeness over to me because we were going to get just some money to the crew. Even though Stugatz can be greedy, he can also be generous. And Stugatz has taken a fraction of what he could have of that T-shirt money because it's his stuff that sells the most, and it all trickles down. Stugatz wants to get involved with the giving and the sharing of this money. For real now, though, Billy. Not like all the fraud in your past with him. Like, I really do feel like Stugatz wants to turn this into something that doesn't just make money for him.
I would like that. I'd also like my likeness back. I think I get that back now.
Okay, so this is what I want to ask you. Okay, I'm going to start drinking in a second. And I think we should do Stugatz Cameo takes on here to show you, Chris, to show you that he can do these rat-a-tat-tat in character, and he can zip through these with, like, I believe that Stugatz will be better at this than anybody. Because while you think he's being lazy, he's just going to be maximum him, and he's going to blowtorch through these 30 seconds at a time without even needing to redo most of them, I think. Do you not have that confidence in him, Chris?
No, I mean, the more you talk about it, he's going to crush this.
There are some that will make you think, like, I might have to call you. Like, one guy's asking for my best Dan story, so I want to be careful, not, you know.
Oh, yes. All the governing. Now you got to be careful of me. You got to be careful of Hasselbeck. I, you guys will be happy to know that this weekend I finally got to meet Lou Stugatz's agent for the first time.
Yes. What's he look like?
You didn't meet him. He spoke to him on the phone, but I love having an agent named Lou. I have no idea why, but it just it gives me some peace of mind just to know that my agent's name is Lou.
Do you guys know how cool it is? Like, legitimately cool. And a lot of people wonder about me and Stugatz and our history and our marriage and how we love each other and how this thing has worked for as long as it has, when it never goes that way in this business. I saw that Bomani Jones wrote something really sweet, and sweet for him because he doesn't show a whole lot of public vulnerability because of the things that have, like, beaten him down getting to this point in his career. He wrote something that was deeply moving to me,
right,
that we've become legitimate friends through all of this. And Stugatz and I, as friends, who know each other that way in this business, go back 20 years. And we have navigated all these negotiations with him trusting me, and never more blindly than he is this time, and never more lovingly than he did this time, because he never made me feel bad that he had to be kept in the dark on some things. And because we, man, I want the audience to really appreciate this, because it's deeply moving the way that you love us. And I've gotten into the tequila now as Mike talks to engineers. So forgive me if this gets emotional, because this
it's emotional for both of us. It is. The outpouring of love over the last few days has been, I found myself getting emotional.
And I really have. And my love for you, as I see you get more excited, my love for you, because how long away have we come, Stugatz, when in these negotiations, and this is the coolest thing, and it's what's going to make me emotional, is like, when it was time to pack up our shit. Like, it was like all of us. No, Cody's gone. Let's go. Like,
yes.
And there weren't questions asked. Like, and it's not because people are afraid of me. Like, they trust me that way. I feel like I've earned that trust. But with all these careers, and now I'm responsible for them, like, as I always been, have been in some form. Stugatz, during these negotiations, has been so moving to me because he has legitimately left me alone and knows that I will value him.
I know you value me in a way that few other entities or people do value me. I've learned that over time, and I appreciate that. I'm grateful for that. I know how much you value my wife, my children, their well-being. That helps me sleep well every single night because Dan cares about that stuff, not just for me, for every single person on this show. In fact, he might care more about our families and our kids than he does us. I'm serious, because he's just a decent, kind, and great human being. And so I'm thankful we've arrived in the place that we've arrived, you and I personally, with our relationship. And the relationship we have with the audience is just unbelievable. It's overwhelming. It is overwhelming how much this show means to our audience. And I've said
and
it a million
us.
Times.
And
we love
us.
Doing it for
and
you.
To us.
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and BS you and tell you the paychecks aren't nice. But we love doing it for you guys. We really do. We love doing it for this audience in particular, because this audience is part of the family.
So keeping with what we were talking about with the family, is if you've been on this journey with us for 20 years, because we're going to talk about Tua and Chan Gailey, but we're going to do the family, the Miami show. We're going to, oh, who's that in the Zoom? Okay, that's, Gonzo is being brought into the Zoom.
Yes.
Gonzo, mom just ran off here. Let's find out live on air here. I'm drinking in front of my father at 9:30 in the morning.
Well, it's funny your mom popped in there, because at Sedano's wedding, she outdrank me. I mean, she put me under the table with tequila. Your mom.
We should bring mom on and ask her. You guys should ask her whether I should be doing what I'm doing right now, which is drinking tequila. Papi, me oyes?
Uh-oh.
Okay. I mean, that's the Zoom is not working. This is going to take a minute, probably.
No, Danny.
He's on Zoom. He's not on mute.
All right. We want to figure this out live on air. Or?
I mean, I'm not there.
Oh, headset. Maybe he can hear.
No, it looks like he can hear. He started talking when we addressed him.
Okay. How about now?
Poppy.
Poppy.
Poppy. Poppy. Poppy.
I miss you guys. I cannot hear you now.
Okay. Well, we,
hear you.
Poppy, we miss you. You don't hear any of us?
No, I hear you now.
Okay, we were screaming because everybody here misses you, Poppy. Can you see? Can you see everybody in the Zoom?
Yeah, I can see everybody. I see Roy, Stu, you, Billy, Chris, everybody.
Okay, you could see Mike as well, because Poppy has been at the center. Poppy, you've been the hood ornament on this nonsense Miami machine that has just careened and swept all over ESPN, and now we're leaving. Your buyout money's coming. I'm drinking tequila at 9:30 in the morning, Poppy, because we're celebrating. We're very happy because this stupid family of ours, and you're the head of this stupid family of ours, of Chris and Roy and all these things, they want to say thank you because you made it so fun for them.
Well, you know, they also made it fun for me, so it goes both ways.
Okay, that was very emotional. Thank you, Poppy.
We're getting a Poppy's take on Chan Gailey no longer being the offensive coordinator for the Dolphins. Poppy, you have a take on that?
He's no longer going to be the offensive coordinator?
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
Okay.
That's about right.
Perfect. Perfect.
Thank you, Poppy.
Thank you, Poppy.
Thank you. I think Billy has a question for Poppy. Hold on.
Poppy, what do you think of those new Heat uniforms, huh?
Oh, they're very, very, very attractive. You know, I mean, the different colors, nice, you know, light blue and all that stuff. That's very sexy.
Whoa. We didn't. Sexy. We have gone through the Cody bedroom tonight. We are not going through this bedroom. Any other questions for my father before he gets out of here? Is there any? Why did we have him on? I don't even remember.
What did we have him on for?
Mike, do you remember why it is we were having my father on?
Specific question.
Tequila.
I'm into the tequila.
Got no idea.
Okay. All right.
Who annoyed you more asking you to read liners, Billy or me?
Say that again. We're having a bad connection here.
I said, who annoyed you to read liners more, Billy or me?
You guys never annoyed me at all.
No, Poppy, you came. That's not true. You were a diva. Hold on, Chris. Let's talk about this. I want to expose my father on this front because not everyone gets to be lovable, Poppy, without some diva and ego in him.
This is a man who's in relax mode, just waiting for that buyout.
All right. Yes, he is. He is leaning in, Poppy. How do you feel about that buyout? That's the American dream, Poppy. You haven't been working for 12 months, and you've been cashing those checks.
Well, I mean, who was he want that close the deal? Who was he closer?
That's your son, Poppy. Your son closed the deal.
Okay.
We haven't talked about it. Thank you for all that pride. Okay. I feel so emotional inside. All right, Chris, so tell the people the story of my father and how difficult he was to wrangle in around here to try and get him to do reads once the television stardom went to his head.
He was always willing and very gracious with his time, but he'd be in the makeup chair and I'd pop my head into the HQ studio and you just say, Poppy, I need you for a couple minutes for a couple reads. And he would just slowly look to his right and just give you a look like, I'm going to do it, but I hate you. No, I'm kidding. You know what
I mean? Yes, you're not kidding.
So true.
That is true. True. Poppy, it is true. Billy, you would confirm this. Who does he hate more, Billy, you or Chris? What's the question? What's the answer?
Probably Chris, because that's like one of the only things I would delegate. I'm like, Chris, can you go take this to Poppy
would.
To see if he can read he this? Would. Can you go ask Poppy to read this?
Cause
and then we'd go in and I'd be like, Chris, can you, I'll hit record. Can you just walk us through this? And then a lot of times it was in Spanish and Chris was like, I can't do that. And I'm like, okay, I'll do it. And I'm like, we're going to get this in one shot. And if we didn't get it in one shot, I just find different places and different words where I could piece things together.
No,
so we got it.
Wait a minute.
One
wait,
shot.
Billy, you're telling me that my father would be a one take wonder, and if you made him do it more than one time, he'd storm off?
Oh, no. There was no storming off ever happening. I just didn't want to ask for a second take. So if we didn't get it in one take, I'd figure out where we had words in other recordings from previous years that I could make things
all
work
right, look,
together so
right.
It sounded like it
all
was
right, hold on. I haven't been taking my
phone. I wasn't that bad. You
yes, know. No, you are.
We're being
Poppy.
Unfair to Poppy.
No,
you're
no,
the
exactly.
man, Poppy.
No.
Poppy always did everything I asked. I just didn't want to ask for a lot of things.
Hey, Poppy, okay. Poppy, you want to be on Cameo under my umbrella? What do you think?
No, Poppy, this is a bad idea. Hold on a second. This is Stu Gatz getting up into our fame.
I got him.
into our fame.
My account.
Into our fame.
Poppy, I just texted you a link.
Poppy, don't make a deal. Poppy, be careful here. It's a bit of a pyramid scheme. I've got
Poppy,
all.
You're going to get text from me and Addison.
Poppy, I've got a whole lot of people trying to get in on the money here. Hold on a second. Let me explain to you, Poppy, because I haven't been able to tell you some of what's going on in our negotiations, okay? And this is the reason you're on with us. Are you ready, Poppy?
Yeah.
Billy and Chris are going to start needing you to make videos. They're going to start working you a little bit. I know you're ready to get back on that treadmill. You're ready to beat Poppy, whether it's on Cameo or somewhere else. Mom loves being around these videos. She filmed Doug this weekend. Doug from Des Moines. What do you remember about him, Poppy? You admitted.
Oh, Doug. He was a nice guy from Des Moines. Yeah, he went from Des Moines.
Yes. No, he wasn't Cuban. You were Cuban.
No, he wasn't Cuban.
No,
okay.
That's okay. But you did a great job reading all that for me, Poppy. You did a great job reading all of that for me as Doug from Des Moines. Billy and Chris are going to need you to start making videos and stuff. We're going to need to start sending you stuff so that you can give somebody the original Poppy if they call. Who do you think is going to make the most money on this, Dugatz? Will it be you or Poppy if people are summoning cameos from you guys?
Well, I'll have my own, and then I'll have a piece of Poppy's because he's under my umbrella.
No, Poppy,
so
you got to be careful with Dugatz. He's a shark, okay? But this is...
You're the big fish, though. Perhaps your dad can get you.
Poppy,
I mean, how about that?
Poppy, let's make a deal on air right now, okay? All right, this is a deal. You have to work with Billy and Chris to produce some of these videos so that people can get what they want if they try to get you on Cameo, okay?
Okay, no problem.
That's a deal. That's a deal. You
easy
guys,
easy money, Poppy.
There it is. Let's go.
Hey,
Billy.
Chris, I'm going to send you those scripts and then you can ask Poppy.
Yeah.